This is Wild About Utah.
I first caught sight of 8 pelicans swimming in a straight line towards the water's edge, looking a lot like an advancing tank division in a World War II movie. I slammed on the brakes just in time to watch them dip their bills into the water, come up spilling water, and cock their heads back, and then gulp, fish slid down their throats. Wow, I thought, these pelicans are working together to drive the fish into the shallow water's edge where they can easily scoop them up. And then it got better. Fanning out, the pelicans regrouped into a circle. Swimming towards the circle's center, they tightened the noose, and bam, dip, scoop, knock back some more fish. I was amazed at how soundless and seamless it was, and I could have watched for hours, but I was on the one-lane auto route at the Bear River Migratory Refuge, and cars behind me were starting to honk their horns, and I reluctantly moved on. As soon as I got home, I turned on the computer and plunged into research on the majestic bird, beginning with the bill. When the pelican dips its bill into the water, the lower portion expands into a flexible sac that allows the bird to scoop up as much as 3 gallons of fish and water. When the pelican cocks back its head, the sac contracts and water is expelled through a barely open bill and the fish swallowed. The pelican huge bill, which at first looks like a pointed, formidable weapon, is actually an exquisitely designed fishing net. Archaeologists have found pelican skulls dating back 30 million years, so this unique bill has definitely stood the test of time. Back at the refuge, I was able to pull into a visitor turnout and read a rather stunning bit of information. The pelicans fly in from Gunnison Island on the Great Salt Lake over the Promontory Mountains daily to forage for food. This is a 30-mile trip each way, quite a commute. Long before Mormon pioneers arrived in the valley, pelicans were building their nests on Gunnison Island. They were briefly disturbed when an artist, Albert Lamborn, tried to homestead for a year in 1850. An iguano mining company dropped off a crew, a Pole, a Russian, a Scot, and an Englishman to mine the bird poop. But the business was never profitable, and pelicans returned to reclaim the island. Each March, pelicans arrive from as far away as Mexico, pair up, build nests, and raise their chicks. The rookery is the largest in the United States. In 2017, the population was estimated at nearly 20,000. Back in Cache Valley in 2010, Gordon Falsleff built a viewing platform near the Benson Marina called the Pelican Perch as his Eagle Project. There used to be hundreds of pelicans out on the water, but the day I visited last week, I didn't see a single one. Numbers are down, largely because dropping water level in the Great Salt Lake has exposed the land bridge to Gunnison Island, and predators can now ravage the nesting site. But if you're lucky, you can still catch one of these majestic birds in flight. An adult can weigh as much as 30 pounds and spread their wings 10 feet. In this time of social distancing, for my money, the best show in town is watching packs of pelican hunt for fish on the Bear River Migratory Refuge.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.